T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Karim Hijazi is our guest, CEO of Prevalian, and we're talking about scams that are going around that, boy, you don't think that you'll be the victim of one, but before you know it, you are. Let me get back to something. Somebody texted this in, and I think it's interesting, Karim. Back in the day, they would say, well, if they call you, it's different. Or if they leave a number that you can call back and you're calling them, it's different. Is this something new that the scammers are taking up, where they leave a number for you to call back to trick you into thinking you are calling, for example, Amazon, that they didn't do before?
Right. It's exactly what it is. It's added trust, you know, sort of aspect, where it's take your time, call us back when you're ready, which sounds more legitimate, right? So, you know, the old school method of get a call and take the call immediately, you know, they don't ask if it's a good time or not, you know, is kind of proven to be a little bit easier to spot. But when there's a voicemail that sounds fairly legitimate and it's call back at this number, and usually the number sounds pretty good too, and they even have the wait music and they've got the whole process of putting you in a queue, that's very, very common. In fact, we're in tax season, and I was going to get to that as well. That's something that's happening as well, where you're hearing calls from the IRS, or, you know, some sort of claims consultant of some kind, and they'll want you to call back. And a lot of people are suffering from things like that, so they're taking advantage of people's fear and leveraging off that as well. But that is indeed another tactic to get people to trust that it's probably more legitimate than it is.
So what are brushing scams?
Brushing scams are a strategy where they'll literally groom the client. There's two methods. I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but the one I'm talking about is more on the cyber side, which is where we live. And that's giving the client information initially about themselves, which adds to their faith in what's going on. Now, that may be what you're talking about. I'm not sure if that's the one, but that's the one that's really common these days. And that's along the lines of what we talked about a little bit earlier. Yeah.
So a little bit more detail on it?
Sure. So what's going on there is you're literally being given information about yourself to prove very quickly to you that you're talking to someone that has information on a screen in front of them about you, which they do. Now, that's the problem, is that they are looking at information about you, but they're getting it from an illegitimate source, or, as we mentioned before, some sort of hacked environment. The more common thing is reading something straight from the victim's screen when they're working with them, so they can get something right off. It's almost like someone telling you your horoscope. You kind of make it all fit and you believe it because it sounds like it's legitimate, and you're like, oh, you know what? That's true. That did happen.
So that's excellent. That's an excellent thing. Say that again, Karim, if you would, please.
Sure, of course. Yeah, so I find this pretty common, that people will try to make the story fit to their needs because they want to believe. As strange as it is, you know, humans are trusting beings, right? They tend to want to say, well, you know, come on, the world's not that evil. And it isn't, but there are people out there with nefarious activities and agendas. And so they'll say things that you then make fit to the story in your life. And that's exactly what they're leveraging off of. They'll say things that are so common that you find a way to make that fit to the story that you're in right then and there. So that gives you that much more proclivity to believe what you're hearing from the scammer.
Somebody texted in and said, could I have made a mistake, I guess, acting on behalf of me? Could I have made a mistake by calling him back repeatedly? While it wasn't a nice thing to do, I was very angry, and I would not do it again. But could I have opened myself up to some kind of compromise by calling them over and over and over again?
It's possible. The main thing here is all about where you're, you know, unfortunately, the minute you start giving them any information, that's when there's a problem. If you're simply calling them, what that's doing at worst is insinuating to them that you believe what they've told you, right? So they now know you're probably a more easy victim in that regard, because you're someone that's eager to, you know, kind of get a hold of them, and they're going to take advantage of that. Because if you're constantly trying to reach them and all that, that's a, now I will say that there are companies and teams out there similar to what I do, but more on the physical side, where they will intentionally call and flood those call centers to sort of shut these scams down and make it inoperable. So there is a countermeasure system and teams out there that actually are working on behalf of these victims and do exactly that. They basically phone call denial of service them, which is a technical term, to shut them down and make it inoperable for them to work with.
All right, let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know about the lady at Amazon. When I did call the real Amazon and found out that this, and I got a text saying that the same story was told to them about an iPhone being purchased in Dayton, Ohio, when the real Amazon lady, I talked to her and she took the number down. Do they follow up on this? We'll talk about that. Who is looking at this? And then I got a text from a businessman asking about reviews and, do opposition opposing businesses hire people to scam reviews, or how believable are those? And is that a cottage industry, I guess? Fascinating stuff, man. There are always people looking to scam you, and with the internet, it's gotten even easier. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker trying to help us all out here on WWL, talking to Kareem Hijazi, CEO of Prevalian, a security company, about trying to keep ourselves safe. Is it important to let the real companies know that you've been scammed, Kareem, and do they try to do something about it?
It is good to let them know. It certainly puts them on high alert to watch your account. They do have a team that's quite vigilant about making sure that there are certain accounts that could be subject to being attacked. In fact, that's a good segue into the other brushing scheme, or the other part of this, which is more to do with how adversaries will typically try to amp up what they consider their ratings within the environment to make them look more credible. And the way to do that, as you probably know, is that when you order something, you can only leave a review once you've received it. So you can't just simply arbitrarily write a review for something you've never bought. So the way these guys do that is they'll actually send something to you. So you get free material, which is good or bad, depending on how you look at it. But it may be nothing you wanted, but you sort of get this thing. You're like, huh, I never ordered this, or I never won this thing, but I guess I'll keep it. And, you know, literally the guidelines from the FTC say you can keep it, which is interesting. But what that allows the bad actor to do, or the criminal to do, is actually now write a review as if they were the recipient of the product and write this glowing review of it. And that just makes their profiles look that much more realistic. That's another thing that would be good to report back to these companies, so you can say, hey, look, I never ordered this. Somehow there's a review for this thing. This could be a suspect account that's trying to do something malicious.
Walk me through that one more time, Kareem, if you will.
Sure.
It was on my porch, and I didn't order it. I opened it up, and then what happens?
Well, so that's it from your side, which is kind of interesting. So in a strange way, people might think this might be a win for them. And in some regard, it might be, if it's something you want, right? But what that's really enabling is the person that sent it to you is the scammer. And what they're doing is they're looking to get the product delivered somewhere so that they can then write a review themselves about themselves, so that then other people that are buying from them will trust them more. Because that's the first red flag on any of these accounts. If you see something with no reviews on it and they're like a two-day-old account, the likelihood that they're selling, you know, a brand new bicycle for $3 is pretty, pretty suspect, right? So you want to be very careful about that.
But does it matter if you open it or not, or is it merely delivering it to your home that opens you up to that? Because they'll leave it on the porch, right?
Yep.
And you don't sign for it.
Exactly. So that's it. It literally is something that, as you know, with COVID now, signing really has become a thing of the past. I don't think I've signed for a package in the last year almost at this point. So really at this point, signed or not signed, they still get that. The company gets the report back from the shipper that the product was delivered. Now, there's another part of this which is interesting, which is they call it, you know, I can't remember the exact term, but it's basically stealing it from your porch. And that's people that know they're delivering to a specific address and they'll usually case all, you know, houses where people may not be very often, or they're at work a certain time. So when the product gets delivered, you see someone go up there and snatch it. You see this on Ring doorbell, you know, videos all the time, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're sending something to some other address to get it, usually with a stolen credit card, and then they're stealing the product from that person's porch.
Wow. Is there a reputable site people can go to get more information about all of this and check out what's legal, what's not, what are ways to avoid being scammed?
Sure. The Better Business Bureau has a really good body of information on this. They cover quite a bit of this, and they sort of suggest where your rights are on this whole thing. The FTC is another website. That's another government site that has some pretty good guidelines, and especially now with everything that's going on, they're updating it quite a bit, because these newer scams are coming out because of the nature of how much people are at home. Everything is remote. You know, again, your food delivery is being delivered by something you're doing online. This doesn't even touch on the cyber side of it. So, you know, just be really careful online, because the minute something gets deployed on your devices, all your information is subject to their visibility. You can share quite a bit unknowingly.
Thank you, Kareem. I appreciate your time. Really do. Kareem Ajazi, CEO, sure, President of Prevalian. When we come back, we're going to talk about Mars. U.S. recently landing another rover. What do we hope to learn? And is that the best way to spend U.S. dollars? Then we'll talk about the rise in unaccompanied minors at the border. So a lot coming up. Stay with us here at WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.